You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Police say a 20-year-old woman already out on bond in a fatal hit-and-run case from last year is now accused of causing a crash in Racine that injured 11 people. WISN 12 News has identified Shamia Anderson as the driver of the red SUV that hit the Jeep and the city bus. She was released on a signature bond for the incident in December. Charges for what happened this week haven't yet been filed. She is currently in the Racine County Jail. About 300 ICE agents will be based at Naval Station Great Lakes starting this weekend. It's reportedly for a 30-day immigration enforcement operation targeting the Chicago area. Local leaders in communities with large Latino populations like Waukegan and North Chicago say they're concerned. Protests are planned at the Navy base gates, with some events postponed. Racine's Common Council this week voted to create a regional rail commission. It's an effort meant to jumpstart the push for commuter rail connecting Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. Elected officials in Kenosha and Milwaukee must approve next for the commission to move forward. Leaders in Williams Bay and Walworth County are awaiting second water test results to decide if the Do Not Drink order can be lifted. Initial tests show nitrate levels were below dangerous limits, but state officials wanted to do follow-up testing as a precaution. Those results could be announced today. Children's Wisconsin plans to open a 22,000-square-foot medical clinic in Franklin by the end of next year. The clinic will offer medical and therapy services, employ about 50 people, and serve over 240 patients daily. And Kenosha County will host what's called a Save a Life event tomorrow. The goal is to teach emergency skills like CPR and first aid kit building. The event promotes disaster preparedness and includes classes on personal safety, CPR, and Narcan use. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers begin a road trip tonight against the Pirates. Milwaukee losing to the Phillies yesterday, 2-0. Starter Freddy Peralta pitched another 5 scoreless innings. He's not allowed a run since early August, but the Brewers could not score a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was great. He did what he had to do. He threw 5 shutout innings, and he was masterful. Ton of strikeouts. Gave up 2 hits, gets a really good lineup, gave us a chance to win.
NFL, the Packers holding practice today, getting ready for Sunday's season opener against the Lions. College football, the Badgers host Middle Tennessee State. Tomorrow afternoon at 3, backup Danny O'Neill will get his first start at quarterback.
Sometimes the enemy of being great is really good. And I think that that's where I think he needs to take some of those next steps, that he is a ball player. He's got a confidence level that's legitimate.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looks like Eastwood is back. That's right, I'm talking about Scott Eastwood, son of Clint, who's just agreed to star opposite Oscar winner Halle Berry in the new film Red Card. Red Card is written by George Gallo, the writer of Midnight Run and all-time Schwabba fave. Red Card is set in Africa, where Eastwood's character pairs up with a local played by 2-time Oscar nominee Jimon Hunsu to combat poachers. Berry plays an FBI agent who joins them. The film is based on real events and is in the early stages of production. Unbelievable just how much Scott Eastwood looks like his dad the older he gets. Well, it's always sad when a famous designer passes away, even when you've never worn an ounce of clothing they've created. Giorgio Armani, a billionaire fashion designer, has died. Armani has designed clothes for Hollywood stars for the last 50 years. According to People magazine, Armani passed away peacefully, surrounded by loved ones. Giorgio Armani was 91 years old and 5 feet 8. She is a special talent and would be welcome at any time. Those are the words of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who was on the Today Show Wednesday talking about Taylor Swift. Swift is rumored to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2026, and the commish did not exactly shoot down the scuttlebutt. Host Savannah Guthrie did get Goodell to commit to a maybe, so we'll be on pins and needles until that turns into a very possibly. Fingers crossed, Swifties. If you have not been watching South Park lately, do yourself a favor. As usual, they are pulling no punches, and their current target is the president. First, they made fun of his naked body with unbelievable, disgusting AI. Then they attacked ICE and deportations. And now, Trey Parker and Matt Stone have the Oval Office occupant still dating Satan and going public with their relationship in the latest episode. The show is still delivering big laughs, regardless of who they skewer. Thanks to firings and resignations, there has been a mass exodus of players from the Saturday Night Live cast in the last few months. Regular cast member departures included Heidi Gardner, Devin Walker, and Michael Longfellow. Lauren Michaels told the media he was planning to shake things up ahead of season 51. Gardner said she was tired of doing sketches. Four-year veteran Devin Walker said the atmosphere behind the scenes was often toxic, but that it was fun being part of a dysfunctional family. Longfellow did not return after season 3, but said he wishes he could have in an Instagram post. Gardner was on the show for 8 seasons, which is a record for a female cast member. On September 2nd, Saturday Night Live announced new cast members, including comedians Tommy Brennan, Jeremy Culhane, Ben Marshall, Cam Patterson, and Veronica Slowakoska. Season 51 kicks off October 4th on NBC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy for a while this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 62. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 66. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.